Moose Jaw, with the goal of helping the Moose Jaw Humane Society and to encourage residents to shop local. Kean Garden Center held its first ever makers market on site, with table rental fees going to support the local animal shelter. The market involved approximately 23 vendors and ran from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on December 7. At this time of year, our greenhouses are full of Christmas trees, but we knew that this weekend we'd be almost sold out and have a nice empty greenhouse, announced Marcy Duffy, owner of Kean Garden Center. With the ongoing Canada Post strike and a limited courier availability, Duffy added that her mission was to also encourage more people to shop local. People need to shop local. When they buy things, they need to touch them, feel them, and it's much easier to make a purchase that way, she said. So, what a better way to achieve this than through local vendors? The extra space was available because of a successful year of Christmas tree sales. We had over 200 trees available, and now we're down to about 10, she said about the Northern Saskatchewan sourced evergreens. The Maker's Market included a visit from Santa Claus, who was on hand to take photos with several dogs who attended with their human companions. Additionally, the U17 girls volleyball team ran an on-site canteen featuring baked goods, with proceeds supporting their upcoming nationals tournament. The Garden Center's fundraiser was set up in support of the Humane Society due to the shelter's close proximity, and Duffy said the two businesses often work together. We're good neighbors, we help each other out all the time. This sentiment was shared by Donna Fritzky, the fundraising coordinator for the Moose Jaw Humane Society. We are so thankful for Kean Garden Center, Fritzky said. They, Keons, do a lot of amazing things to help out the shelter with its parking lot, and they're always there for us if we need a hand. One of the event's vendors, Kaylin Bayless with Bliss, said she was kept quite busy and noted that most other vendors she spoke with seemed to be doing fairly well. We, at Bliss, offer all kinds of sublimation items, so it could be tumblers or mugs. We specialize in wind spinners as well, and we do a lot of customization, like, we can put pretty much anything you want on a mug or a spinner, Bayless announced. Bayless said that she decided to partake in the market because of her support for both the greenhouse and the Humane Society. Well, I love Keons, so it's a perfect place for a market, she said. There are great people at Keons, and it's been a really good day. Another vendor, Brianna, was attending to sell a few of her homemade arts and crafts, all of which made excellent stocking stuffer ideas. After witnessing a successful run, Duffy hopes to expand the market into two greenhouses next year. The smaller inaugural run, she explained, was to test the waters. We are always overwhelmed by the community and by the support that they have for the shelter, Fritzky said. Our Christmas hoodies were reordered 4 times and we sell out within a couple of days, so that's phenomenal. We're just so blessed that people support the shelter. Every hoodie and every crew neck is a walking billboard for us, and if we can bring attention to the needs of the pets at the shelter, then we're just so excited to work with everyone. Keons will remain open until Monday, December 23rd, with a wide assortment of Christmas gift ideas on hand, including porch pots and greenery. After that, the greenhouse will remain closed until a date to be determined in March 2025. Kean Garden Center is located at 1645 Stadacona Street, West, and can be reached at 306-693-6771. For more information, visit keangardencenter.ca or follow Kean Garden Center on Facebook. The Moose Jaw Humane Society is located at 1755 Stadacona Street, West, and can be reached at 306-692-1517 or mjhs.ca.